chapter number 3. I'd like to read a very familiar passage and make a few points about that this morning. We'll be brief in what we do. Found in Acts chapter number 3. And I'd like to start reading in verse number 1 today. Well, there the Bible says, and it does matter what the Bible says. Now, capitalize, Peter and John. They went up together into the temple at the ninth hour of prayer. Then he says, a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple, who seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, they asked an alms. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, look on us. And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Then Peter said, silver and gold have I none. I like going to church with them people. Because if you go to church with them kind of people, they don't try to run everything. Somebody say amen right there. But he said, but such as I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ. He didn't say in the name of Muhammad, nor in the name of Buddha, but he said in the name above all names, the name that spoke it all into existence. He said in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, arise and walk. And I like this. This would scare a lot of Baptist folk to death. And leaping up, stood, and walked, and entered with them in the temple, walking, and leaping, and praising God. Hallelujah! You may be seated this morning. Father, we love you, and we thank you for the times together today around the house of God. Thank you for the songs that's been sung, and God, how you've encouraged my heart. Thank you for a good place to go to church. Now I pray now you'd help us and use us for Christ's honor and Christ's glory today. Save that one that's lost. Encourage the ones that's discouraged. Help us today to preach in your power and unction. In Jesus' name I pray and I ask you, amen and amen. I want to preach on this simple subject today, on a good place to go to church. On a good place. Matter of fact, you need a good place to go to church. I'm glad I've got a good place to go to church. Now, they put this in the Bible for a great example. And if you and I were going to go to a church, let's look at the church where they went to. Number one, I want to know by way of point this morning that you'll notice it was a place of behavior. A place of behavior. In verse number 1, the Bible said Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. You notice, first of all, they had a fervent way. A fervent way. The Bible said in verse 1, they went up. It required action. Now let me tell you, you can wake up in the morning and you can be hungry as hungry gets, but that won't put you in at the McDonald's. You can get up in the morning and be as hungry as you want to be. And honey, down at the Pollard's Drive-In, they got the best sausage and biscuit in town. At the back window, at the drive-thru. Don't tell everybody about it, because the line's long enough. But I can tell you can wake up, and you got to get effort to get there. Well, the Bible said they went up. It required effort to get them to church. Now, it's going to always require effort to get what God has got for you. The devil will be sure it's not too easy. Isn't it amazing? You can wake up any other day and things go just great. But on Sunday, it's a different day. You know why? Listen to your preacher, because it's the Lord's day. And the last place He wants you to do is to get it in the house of God. It's easy to go to the lake. It's easy to go to the deer stand. Hey, it's easy to go to the golf course. It's easy to go down to the Walmart. But it takes, my friend, it takes some stamina. It takes some action to get down to the house of God this morning. Bible said they went up. It required effort. I appreciate the effort that people puts forth. Somebody told me this morning, said, "Preacher, open up the door and look where we're trying to park at. Plumb out to the highway." Well, let me tell you, a good place is worth walking into this morning. Thank God. Hallelujah. And we got to build a parking deck. That's what we'll do. But we got to realize we're here for one thing, and that's to glorify our great God. We're not here about to see how big we can get, but we're here to magnify the name of all names, the darling Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Now, you'll notice when they went to church, it was a place of behavior. They had a fervent way. Number two, they had a fellowship and walk. The Bible said that they went up together. I like that word. It means they were locked in, honey. They were going in the same direction. If there's ever been a time that God's people needs to be going in the same direction, it is this morning. You believe different than I believe, and you ain't got to dot your I and cross your T just I do. And listen, God don't want us walking around like zombies and little robots. I've seen some people where they go to church, you know, where they went to church because they walk so stiff and everything looks so legalistic. But honey, I come to tell you today, we need to be walking together in one mind and one accord and going toward glory land world and realizing if we're in fellowship, the devil can't beat us this morning. Hallelujah. Now, you may drive a red car, me a white car. That ain't none of your business nor my business. But what we need to do when we get here, my friend, is to be in fellowship with one another, going in the same direction. I love going to church where we can fellowship. I love going to church where you can neck hug. Somebody say amen right there. Somebody said, "Well, I don't cry." Well, y'all let your head leak a little, it wouldn't swell near as bad. Amen. The problem most Baptists today, they done got so highfalutin and so high and mighty and think they don't need God nor nobody else. But we need each other. Hallelujah. I ain't looking to try to run nobody off. I'm trying to get them plugged into Jesus, getting them to live right, act right, and do right, and glorify the Lamb of God. Let's get in fellowship and go to heaven one with another. Hallelujah. Now, they were walking together. I love walking together. It ain't near as lonely. The reason some of you ain't got friends, because you won't mind the Bible. The Bible said a man that has friends must show himself friendly. If you walk around like you got a chip on your shoulder, don't think ain't nobody going to invite you to cook hamburgers. Amen. You got to show yourself a little friendly. You say, "Well, I'm mad at the world." We can tell, amen. With your old stinking attitude. Somebody say amen right there. Why, you wouldn't smile if they give you the whole outfit. But I want to remind you today, if Jesus lives in you and your name's written down in glory, hallelujah, you got something to smile about. You got something to shout about. Thank God, hallelujah, I'm glad I'm in fellowship. If I wasn't in fellowship, I'd get in court this morning. I'd get right with God. There ain't nothing like living for the Lord today. Hallelujah. Whoop, whoop, hallelujah. I'm glad they had an example where they go to church. Now watch your Bible. The Bible said it was a place of behavior, their fervent way, their fellowship and walk. But then their focused watch. The Bible said in verse number 4, look what they done. They fastening his eyes upon him with John and said, look on us. Their focused watch. They wasn't there to see what somebody was wearing. Boy, Easter is one of the hardest days for a man to ever preach. Everybody's wearing the little Easter outfit. What we ought to do on Easter, say everybody stand up and look what everybody's got on. Now you can be set down. Amen. Hallelujah. It ain't about you and your new pocketbook. It ain't about you and your new hairdo. It ain't about you and your car. Sir, it ain't about you and what you do. It's a hey, would somebody help me preach on a Sunday morning? But it is about the lovely one that hung on an old rugged cross and died for us. Hallelujah. Now they said this, their focused watch, they fastened their eyes on somebody that needed help. I love people that come to church looking to be a blessing. And they not just coming to be blessed, but they're coming to be a blessing. Matter of fact, I'll throw this out there too. You don't know if you've ever heard it or not. But if you'll always come to be blessed, you will be let down a lot of times. But if you'll always come to bless, you can always leave with that goal attained. I'm coming to bless somebody. They came in and the Bible said they looked upon the one that didn't have what they had. Matter of fact, it'd be good for some of us to look at others and realize just how good God's been. I don't know if I'll get all this sermon preached or not. It'd do us good to look around to see how good God has been to us. Boy, it don't take you long to look at somebody that God has blessed, but look how much more He's blessed you. Amen. Boy, ain't none of us deserve what we got this morning. But they came in and their eyes were focused not upon the crowd, wasn't focused upon the program, but they was focused upon somebody that needed a blessing. You know when God will start blessing you? It's when you quit getting so stinking stingy and quit taking notes. If you know exactly how much you give at the end of the year, you ain't a giver. Amen? Let me say that louder. If Brother Mike's got to give you an invoice about your giving and that's all you give all year, you ain't no giver, honey. You're a note taker. You ought to give down in your heart and be a blessing to somebody, and you ought to do something that the IRS don't know about. That's legal. Now, Brother Mike's got a record of every dime I've give here. I ain't giving it right. They sometimes, a treasurer don't need to know what I'm giving. Shake your little Baptist head up and down this morning. We ought to be looking around to people that is less fortunate. I want to say this. If I've got $1,000, it's easier for me to give $100 than a man that's got $500 to give $100. And we ought to look around for people who we can be a blessing to and let God really bless us real good. God's never give you material things for you to be a reservoir, but He's given unto you to be a channel, and you ought to turn a loose of it for the glory of God. He said, give and it shall be given, pressed down with good measure. He said, it'll come back to you again. It's amazing the way I give, and it beats me back home many times. Hallelujah. You know, when you're a giver, when you preach on it and get loose in the Holy Ghost. Some of you so tight, bark on a tree. You draw it up afraid somebody going to take an offering. Amen. God's been so good to you. Boy, look what Jesus said. You can count on what Jesus said, church. Give, and it shall be given. Pressed down, good measure, said, it'll come back to you. You said, preacher, I can't afford to give. You can't afford not to give. Amen. Oh my, this morning we see their focus. They was looking for somebody to be a blessing. You ought to hear the people I've heard tell come through this ministry. People's been so good to them. And I'm glad I don't even know who it is. I'm just glad that you're looking for somebody to be a blessing. And let me tell you what, it ain't got to be money. It could be the right comment. Quit being so negative. When we pull, help me now, help me. I'm going to Carolinas to preach this week. I'm going to get real mean before I leave here. I got to get in the right gear before I get out there with them mean Carolina people. I'm going to tell you now, when we pull in this parking lot, we ought to put everything aside, our attitudes aside, our grudges aside. Matter of fact, if we'd handle our grudges at home, we wouldn't have no grudges when we got the house of God. And say, now listen, I'm going to come in looking to be a blessing today. And I've noticed this, when I'm a blessing, I get blessed. Isn't it amazing? And so I love the way that they went to church. Now I'm losing you because I got on your money, but I'm fixing to move off that. Amen. But I want to say this morning. Now, their place of behavior, their fervent way, they went up. It required action. It required an effort. Then their fellowship and walk. They were together. Their focus watched. They were fastening their eyes upon Him. But then look at their fruitful witness, verse 4. Look what it said. Look on us. Now that's amazing. I wonder, would you say, look on me Monday? Would you say, look on me Wednesday? I want to say, by the way, people are watching us. And this is what they said, talking about a place of behavior, their fruitful witness. Look on us. Pete, listen to me, church. And I'm not going to preach a whole lot longer. I'm hurting. I'm hurting to preach. And some of you hurting because of preaching. But I want to say something about this point right here. And I'm going to drive it home on this thought right here. Their fruitful witness. Look on us. People are so tired of religion. Look, we've got a beautiful building, but don't let it turn into a religious place. Look on us. Now, secondly, a place of behavior, but secondly, it was a place of benevolence. Now, the Bible said in verse number 2, it was a bringing place. Verse 2, and a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried. I want to ask y'all something right here before I quit preaching. Where you go to church, would you bring anybody to it? I heard somebody told my wife the other day, this is what they told her. Now, this is the Lord's truth, what they told her. We won't invite nobody to our church because we don't want nobody to come there. We're miserable ourselves. I wonder, where you go to church, would you invite anybody else to come with you? I wonder, where you go to church, would you have enough life about you and get enough help that you'd want somebody else to get some help? You know something? If I was going to church and I didn't want anybody, nobody to go where I was going to church, I'd change churches. Now, there's some restaurants I got to eat at, but honey, I got a choice where I go to church on Sunday. I don't through the week a lot. Some of y'all get that in a minute. There's some places I wish the phone would have never rung. But I do have an option of where I can go on Sunday. And you know something? We ought to appreciate what God is doing around here. And we ought to go to church, a place where we'd invite others to come. Well, we'd invite folks to come, but we just ain't getting nothing ourselves. Then get you in a church where you're getting something. Amen. It's quiet. Is it time to take an offering? Ain't that something way people will do? Oh, we ain't going to invite nobody to our church. We wouldn't even want to come down here and sit in this misery. That's why I got a steering wheel on my car. Y'all's women have got to preaching hard, but I ain't there yet. Hang on. Now, it's a place of behavior. It's a place of benevolence. It's a bringing place. And then it was a burden place. They carried somebody down. Aren't you glad you can go to church where you can carry your burden to? What would we do if our altar wouldn't open? What would we do if we didn't have a God we couldn't pray to? Those with Buddha, Muhammad, how in the world are they making it? Boy, I'm glad we've got a place we can bring our burdens this morning. And you know something? Be careful. Be careful what you say about somebody else. When they come to the altar, be careful to say this. They getting what they deserve. I wonder what me and you deserve. Why, they just getting what they deserve. Well, what you deserve? Oh, my, a place of benevolence. It was a bringing place. It was a burden place. But number three, it was a beautiful place. The Bible said, look what it said, verse number two, and a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful. I want to say something right here in closing, because I've been closing about 10 minutes. God's house ought to be the prettiest place in town. You ought not drop your garbage on the floor. You say, well, we got a housekeeper. Well, he ought not be picking your junk up when you leave. Pick your stuff up. Beautiful place. It ought to be the most beautiful place in town. Then I want to hit work day right quick. We got a tractor trailer load of bark out back. How many people's here this morning? 400 people. How many men's here? 150. We call work day. I know folks got to work. But let me tell you, sometimes the house of God's more important than golf and hunting. What? Don't get quiet on me now. They ought not be six men scatter a whole trailer load of bark with a shovel. When we call a work day, look out. We got enough people here to beautify the whole place. We ought to pitch in together and realize God's house ought to be the most beautiful place in town. You know, there's a man here. Y'all don't know nothing about it. Brother Mike told me about it, and I didn't know about it. But I come in the other evening to pick up a missionary, and I seen him. He's out here on his own time picking trash up at the house of God every Saturday evening. He's here picking up people's junk. That just tires me up, boy. I get on my lawnmower and cut our grass, and some thug come by and throw a bottle out in my yard. Me and Renee and the young ones, we was going to eat supper the other night. Y'all like not had a preacher. That somebody throwed a bottle out in the yard, and I run them down like I was 16 at the stop sign. I got out and said, y'all crazy? Y'all ain't had no mama or what? Them little kids just looking at me. And I noticed that throwed that Gatorade bottle at the stop sign. And you ask my wife, she jumped out, run, picked that bottle up, and they said, Daddy, you're amazing. I said, no, Daddy done got crazy on Saturday. Ain't that sorry somebody roll the window down and throw garbage out in your yard you're trying to keep up. Ain't had no raising. At the house of God, at the church sign, they'll throw their garbage out. Come, park in behind the church. We had to lock our gate because that's making it a speedway through the church. Had a family walk out there. They said, preacher, our young'uns like to go out and run over. They use it as a throw through. Said, what? Yeah, they just like a racetrack running 40 miles. I said, well, we stopped the gate. We closed the gate. Miss Renee came over here to bring garbage the other night. There's a big black mark all the way down. Somebody was a tooling along. I said, uh-oh, gate's up. You look at that big black mark out there from here to the foyer. Somebody like took the gate. Listen, people ain't got respect to the house of God. We got to realize it's God's place, God's house. It's to be respected. It's a holy place. It's a high place. It's a heavenly place. This ain't a country club. It's God's house. I want to say something right there. Look on us. I wonder what they're wearing to church. The leadership and the hub of this church ought to be setting the example for others to come. Sir, you ain't got to have a tie to wear to this church. Jeans and a polo I'm great with, sir. But button your shirt up. Put you some legs in your britches. And you mamas buying these babies dresses, listen, you just got to realize you just can't go to Belk and buy a church dress every time. You got to shop around a little bit. Help me. Y'all look like you need some preaching back up in here this morning. I'm done loosening a goose. I might as well just go blow both barrels out this morning. When you got to come to the altar, somebody go throw a blanket over you, you're indecent.
Yep. Amen.
Give me five, Sister Peg. I like her attitude at the drugstore. She said, everybody comes in the drugstore. I want to treat them just like they come into church. Say, hey, how y'all doing? You ought to go by and see Sister Peggy. I was going to say buy your drugs, but they don't sound good, does it? I guarantee you, you'll want to come back. She'll smile at you, not growl at you. Somebody come in and want to sit down. Y'all look at them like, oh, you won't sit here? Well, why you won't sit here? We bought this pew. I love what Brother LaVon told me one time. First church he pastored, there's a woman give him a big bold painting of Jesus. And I don't want to hurt y'all's feelings, but that ain't Jesus. Amen. That was a prisoner. Look it up. That ain't Jesus. When you see him, he ain't going to look like that. Right. We full this Sunday, but I don't know we'll be full next Sunday. When we see him, we'll know him, Brother Joe.
Yes, sir, we will. Yes, sir, we will.
They had that big old picture up there, and Brother Vaughn got in and said, you know, I'm tired of staring at that picture. He said, let's take that picture down, fellas. I said, preacher, is it bothering you? He said, it's a bothering me. He said, preacher, we're going to take it down if it's bothering you. Sort of like them boards. Where'd Brother Randall at? Brother Randall, remember that first church I pastored, y'all, we had that board up there, had 62 in Sunday school, and the next Sunday I have 59. And if I preach real hard, the next Sunday is 37. And then the devil would say, man, 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 look at you, preacher. They fixing to run you off because you preaching too hard. I told Brother Randall, I said, let's get that board out of this church. Thank God, good deacons run, grabbed it, and chunked it. And the church started growing. You take any board, any church run by a board, it can't grow. Hallelujah! Somebody help me pray. God ain't never intended for six men to run no church. It ain't in your Bible. Leave it alone if it ain't in your Bible. Follow God and the man of God. Let him lead you to the promised land. Look on us. Keep yourself in modesty. Listen, we ain't got to be so starchy and legalistic. Just cover yourself up when you come to church. We got rednecks go to church here. You little wimpy looking rascal. A preacher got that, put that picture down, and the woman gave it in the church got mad. And he met her Monday morning coming down the church, and she had a station wagon. She had that big old picture of Jesus sitting up in the front seat. She was driving him back home. Some of y'all would look funny with a pew back up on your station wagon going back home, wouldn't it? Look on us. Be the example, Core. Look, we got new families. A lot of new families is coming in more modest than what we're doing. Yeah, your little head goes this way. Well, I ain't got but one dress. Wear it. Well, I went down to Belk's and got me a half-price dress. Well, you got a half a dress, too. No wonder they had it half-price with enough material in to clean out a gun barrel. I love Sister Peggy. Hallelujah. That little boy told me the other day, he said, I love that woman on the back that shouts. Said, I said, who is that preacher? I said, that's Sister Peggy. Said, she loves preaching. She said, oh, I love going to church with Sister Peggy. Said, she keeps everybody from going to sleep. Some of y'all ought to enjoy church like Sister Peggy. Yeah, man. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. You want your good church when a preacher is preaching? Say amen. Amen.
Amen.
I love preaching. I love being the preacher at Liberty Baptist Church. Man, we've got to realize this is God's house. We've got the greatest opportunity of any church in town. We ain't got to vote on nothing. Somebody said, well, that church down there ain't got no deacons. Deacons, would you stand up right quick? Deacons here, would you stand up right quick? Stand up. And I ain't worried if no woman's going to stand up because ain't no woman deacon. Now, young, be seated. We do got deacons. If you're in leadership, stand up this morning. If you're in leadership, stand up here this morning. Deacons of leadership, stand up. They know one man run this church. God runs this church.
Amen.
Young, be seated. I can tell you this, though. If the pastor's in the Bible, they follow the pastor. I ain't going to get done. I'm just going to get tired today. Listen to me. When people ain't got enough stuff to wear, don't be the FBI getting up in all their business. Brother Joe, you ain't got no town today. Well, you look nice. Amen. Be nice to them and help them. The devil will tell some of you people we can't come back to church because we wore that last Sunday. We ain't about all that over here. I just want to tell you, cover yourself up. That's all I'm asking you to do. You ain't got to change dresses every Sunday. Just attitude. Help me now. You young people, I'll be setting a standard for these young'uns. Bring your Bible to church. I enjoyed going out there at Brother Jason's Wednesday night seeing a house full of young people. Thank God for some young people who won't preach. Thank God for a church to let young people have preaching. I'm glad our young'uns ain't going to have a car wash to go on a field trip. Looks like a wet T-shirt contest. Help me. God ain't never intended the world to support the church. If we'll pay our tithes, our youth will have stuff to go places. We ain't got to have bake sales and yard sales to pay the power bill if we'll pay our tithes. And by the way, I want to say something. By way of closing, God has been good to us at Liberty Baptist Church. Turn around, tell somebody. Say, God's been good to us where we go to church. God has blessed this place with over 60 missionaries. A giving on top of giving, that's the wind in our sails. We come by and a big banker come one time. He's writing all the big Atlanta business. They sent him out here from Dallas, Georgia. He looked at our books and this is what he said about Brother Mike. He said, I've never seen a bookkeeper that thorough. He said, but I got a question with you, preacher. He said, y'all got that money coming in. Where's your money at? I said, we ain't got no money. We give it all away. It's the last time a banker didn't want to hear that. You give your money away. Yeah, 30% of every dime comes in there goes in a mission fund, and God blesses it. He said, well, how many people you got going to church here? I said, I don't know. We ain't counting them. I love what the president of the bank said. Ask Brother Micah what he said. He turned around and he said, I told you before we got here is different. Place of behavior, place of benevolence. It was a place of boldness. Peter said, silver and gold have I none. But such as I have, give I thee in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Arise and walk. See, Simon Peter didn't make no beans about who he believed. He told him how he could get some help. And it's all through Jesus. Look what he said now. First of all, he knew what he didn't have. Silver and gold have I none. But I want to say this. The Lord showed me this morning. But He did know who He had. But such as I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, arise and walk. You see, a good place to go to church, it'll be a place of the right behavior. It'll be a place of the right benevolence. It'll be a place with the right boldness. And then it'll be a place of the right benefits. You see, it was essential benefits. Don't leave home without Him. Don't leave for home without Jesus. See, it's eternal things we're discussing this morning. The place of benefits, it's essential. It's enjoyable. I'm glad I can go to church where I enjoy going. And where it ain't no biggins, and we all got it. Look, we all got issues. Quit thinking you ain't got issues. We got all kind of issues. But I'm glad Jesus can handle any issue we got. It's essential benefits. It's enjoyable benefits. It's eternal benefits. And I want to say it's evident benefits. You can say what you want to about going to church, but when you go to church where the Lord's at, it will help your family. It will help your faith. And it will help your friends. Miss Sherry, if you come this morning, I appreciate the Lord and His goodness. You may be here today.